Hello, everybody. How are we doing tonight? Let me change my name. I'm Coach Betsy. Say hi in the chat and let me know that you can hear me. Hello, Zoom user. Hello, Heather. Hello, Sophie. Hello, Gail. Good to see you, Gail. All right. All right. Glad y'all can hear me. Yes. How's everybody doing tonight? All right. Well, this is the binge call, the monthly binge call. This is my favorite night of the month where I just get to get on here and talk a little bit. And do some coaching. So if anybody has got some coaching they want related to binging, overeating, shame and judgment, all the things, just feeling out of control, I'd love to talk with you all. So raise your hand or put a question in the Q&A box. And I'm just going to talk about a couple of things tonight. Just while we're waiting for some folks to raise their hand, but this is open coaching, so just jump on and let's see how I can help you. All right. So, iPhone says she just binged. I'd love to hear iPhone. I'd love to know your name first, but raise your hand or maybe jump in the Q&A or just if you're in the chat, tell me what's going on. Tell me what's going on. And well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. And I want to ask everybody this. If you binged today, if you binged yesterday, if you binged last week, if you binged last month. I've been thinking a lot about this because I'm doing some work on helping y'all. And we got some exciting things coming for our bingers. So, all right. So, Kim, you too. I've been thinking of powerful questions, some powerful questions for us as bingers. And I say us, y'all, because I still binge sometimes too. Okay. So I always like to share every single time I get on here, especially on this call, that I like to say that I may just binge every once in a while for the rest of my life. My goal is not to never binge again right now. It may be at some point in the future, but right now I am that's not where I am. I am I like to say I'm healing. I'm on a healing journey, and I think all of us are. And so I don't know. I just wanted to offer that to you all and because here's the deal, y'all. I was reading something today, and it's like, it's not about the food, right? It's not about the eating. The eating is the symptom. This is one thing I wanted to talk about tonight. The eating is the symptom. What's underneath it, right? What is the eating a symptom of? What is underneath the eating, right? Sometimes I work with my private clients and I say, okay, what if I came in and said, let's just stop eating for a minute. You can eat again, in a minute, but let just put the food down and let's sit here together. And what would you be experiencing in that moment? Because that's what the food is about. Okay, that's what the food is trying to cover up. That's what the food is trying to numb. That's what the food is trying, that's what we're trying to cope with the food, is what's left when we just stop eating or we put the food aside. Okay, so that's what I really want to think with you, want y'all to think about tonight. Allison said restlessness. Allison, it is often, y'all, it is often restlessness that we are avoiding like the plague. And y'all, I am not denying that restlessness is uncomfortable. I'm not saying that, but it's also not going to kill us. Okay. So yeah, restlessness is awkward and uncomfortable and it sucks. So is boredom. So is worry. But they're also part of the human experience. And when we eat and when we binge and do other things to kind of avoid our feelings, right? We are resisting and avoiding the real, true human experience of life. So, okay, I want to see what y'all are saying in the chat. Someone mentioned the iceberg. I'm assuming that was earlier up here in the chat about, or maybe not, but that's exactly what we're talking about. Was, you know, when I say iceberg, right? Let's picture an image, and I'll actually put this in the binge support group, Facebook group, tomorrow, because I have an image of that I screenshotted off the internet. But think about an iceberg, right? We just see the tip of the iceberg above the water, right? That's the binging, and that's the eating, and that's the avoiding, right? We see that. We know that that's going on, but what's underneath the water? Right? What's underneath the water that we're really not wanting to look at and not wanting to experience? But first, think about, I love this image of the iceberg, right? Because it's like, first, we've got to acknowledge what we're doing in terms of the binging and the eating, right? And all the shame and all of that. Let's first look at the part of the iceberg that's above the water. Then let's get curious about what's below it. Okay. Good. I'm glad that image was helpful. Sarah says, sometimes it isn't from anything. I had a great day and then come down from putting away the kids, and that's it. It's binge time, and I'm not conscious of it until I'm done and feel full of guilt and shame and promise to do better. Okay, Sarah. So this is a great example of sometimes y'all binging. Sometimes kind of let's picture Sarah again. I walked into your house after after the kids are in bed and you're in the kitchen, and I walk in and say, Sarah, let's not eat tonight. Let's not eat tonight. Let's stop. Let's not do this, right? What would you have to experience? It's the habit, right? You'd have to experience the urge to continue a repeated habitual behavior over and over again. Y'all, sometimes binging is just a habit. Yeah, there's not a bunch of pain and stuff underneath, but it's a very, very practiced habit. And it can be so uncomfortable to just do something different that we just keep binging. Okay. So think about that. Get curious about that. Let me go back up and see what else y'all had to say. I stayed on plan until my colleague brought chocolate chip cookies, then I ate three in a row. Brianna, yeah, let's get curious about that. What was going on there? Like, did you eat one and then say, like, fuck it, like, might as well? Might as well thinking, y'all, is a very, very common cause for binging. Well, I've already messed up. You said I stayed on plan, so it might have been like, well, I'm off plan, might as well. We got to watch out for that might as well thinking. So let's see, Brianna, if you, yep, she said, yep, that's it. Okay. So we got to watch out for might as well thinking, because here's the thing. One cookie off plan is one cookie off plan. That's all it is, right? And one cookie off plan is different than three cookies off plan. So we've got to really tell ourselves the truth that wouldn't I be happier with just one cookie off plan? And really watch for that fuck it, might as well kind of thinking. Sophie said, I felt sad today. I noticed I felt like eating lots of snacks and just numb my feelings. Instead, I prepared some healthy food. I did overeat a bit, but it was not a binge. I think the little girl in me was scared and sad. Okay. So, Sophie, amazing awareness on your part, where What do you want to? I think some amazing journaling or just some thinking for you is what does that little girl need? She needs some reassurance from you. She needs you to, give her a hug and just, she needs you to reassure her a little bit that she is safe. So I really encourage you to journal on that and write her a little letter. What does she need to hear from you? I do that all the time with my private clients, give them the homework of write a letter to one of these selves inside of us that's just scared and needs some reassurance from us. Okay, Arturo said, what makes it a binge? We always get this question. And so actually, I have some notes. Let me see. Where are my notes here? And because I want to make sure I want y'all to help me in the chat. This will be fun. And then we've also got a few questions in the Q&A to answer. But y'all tell me, I've taught this enough times. I want y'all to help me. What are the common, oh my gosh, my chat just went crazy. Or my Q&A box just went crazy. There's this new setting on my computer. Oh my gosh, where I like click on the boxes and they get bigger automatically. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's some new setting on my computer. Okay. All right. What are some common indicators of a binge? Y'all tell me in the chat. Lisi said large amount of food in a short amount of time. That's one. Often in secret. Let me go back to large amount of food in a short amount of time. Y'all, you define large differently than I define large. You know what large is to you. You know what more food than you would usually eat is to you. Don't overthink it. You know what a binge is for you in terms of amount of food. Okay, it could be three cookies, or it could be three boxes of cookies. What really is more, what we really want to focus more on is, are we eating in secret? Are we feeling a lot of shame before, during, and after the overeat? Hiding, that indicates shame. It's like I can't shove the food in quick enough. That's also connected to the shame, right? Let me just get more in before my brain kind of has an opportunity to realize what's going on. Let's see. And overeating, kind of the difference between binging and overeating. Overeating is more maybe just eating a little bit past enough, a lot less shame, maybe still some shame and judgment, but not kind of the very kind of overpowering shame and judgment where that binging can happen. When you hate yourself for it, that's binging, Carol. Okay. So that's what we really want to work on. Because here's the thing, y'all. We're not going to hate ourselves into binging less, ever. We're just going to binge more. Where we have to go from here, where you, Carol, need to go from here, is to move to a more understanding, compassionate person with your binging. You can't hate yourself into binging less. You just can't. Y'all, if I could figure that out, I would tell you how. I've tried it. What has worked for me to binge less is to remind myself that binging is actually a way that I desperately try to take care of myself and love myself. I try to zone out, I try to use food to zone out so much to protect myself from the shame and judgment of whatever is going on, from these feelings I don't want to feel. Okay? So it's actually a tool that we use to care and love ourselves. Really. What do y'all think about that? Okay. Out of control feeling is another very common indicator of a binge. Okay. Let's see. Sharissa, she said she went to a weight loss clinic and somebody said she's not a binge eater. If you think you're a binge eater, just go with that, right? You know yourself better than anyone else. Okay. All right. So I answered that question. Let me go in the Q&A. And then again, y'all, just be sure if anybody wants any coaching, raise your hand. In the meantime, I'll just jump into this Q&A. Anonymous says, I'm going on vacation in 16 weeks and seem to be going backwards. I think I'm putting too much pressure on myself to lose weight. How can I help myself? Yep. So common to y'all. I don't want to say it never works, but when we put a time limit and a distinct deadline on weight loss, then it just messes with our head, right? I mean, and you're saying it, right? It's like you're putting too much pressure on yourself. And where is the pressure coming from? That's what I want you to journal on, Anonymous, okay? The pressure is coming from whatever you're telling yourself about this vacation in 16 weeks. And it probably sounds something like, I have to lose weight by the time I go on vacation or I failed. Once again, y'all, we can't hate ourselves or pressure ourselves into weight loss, into binging less, or anything else. We have to come from a place of, okay, I'm going on vacation in 16 weeks. I do want to lose weight, but here's the thing. If I can set a goal, but I always say a goal is just a guess. We do not know how much weight we can lose in a certain amount of time. There are averages, we usually say a half a pound to 2 pounds a week if we're really consistent with the basics. But we don't know for sure. So why in the world would we ever beat ourselves up for not reaching some very specific goal by a very specific time? That's where the pressure comes from. So what I want you to do, Anonymous, is set a goal, but also as part of that goal, how do I want to feel? What do I want to tell myself no matter what I achieve in the next 16 weeks? I want you to not beat yourself up. I want you to celebrate every dang success that you can and find every win that you can. And I want you to keep telling yourself that a goal is just a direction for you to go towards, but it is not a tool to beat ourselves up or to call ourselves a failure, because that's when the pressure comes on. That's when the fear comes on. Well, I want to lose weight, but if I don't reach this goal, I'm going to beat myself down again. Well, of course, we get scared and we quit, or we just, kind of limp along. So, what's the amazing story you want to tell yourself about the next 16 weeks? That's like, okay, I'm going for it. But at the end of those 16 weeks, I'm going to celebrate whatever I achieve, whether I meet the goal or not, because a goal is just a guess. That's what I got for you. All right. Let's see. Sunday over eight, I have a hard time controlling my eating at parties. While reaching for more food, the thought, fuck it, came up and I had to silence it. How can I overcome this in social situations? Second, I struggle to control my eating when it comes to sweets. Okay. Okay, first off, we got to celebrate the heck out of the fact that you heard fuck it. We can't always say we can't change anything or we can't, shift anything until we're aware of what's going on now. Okay. So you're saying, fuck it, let's just eat all the things. So that's win number one. Okay. And then win number two or step number two is, okay, I know that when I'm at parties, I tend to say, fuck it. And just eat all the things. I got my party protocol I want to share with you. Okay. And this, and I will tell y'all honestly, I did not follow this protocol at the Super Bowl party on Sunday. And I overate at the Super Bowl party on Sunday. Okay. I'm not ever perfect at this, and I do not claim to be. But what works for me the most often with at parties is a couple of rules. And y'all, there's nothing wrong with rules if we like them. Okay. And rule number one is I only eat from a plate. I do not stand and, dip a chip. I get a plate. If they don't have plates, I ask for a plate. Everybody's got a plate that I can use, but they actually did have plates on Sunday at the Super Bowl party, which I did end up using, but not at first. But y'all, eating from a plate just brings you back to kind of awareness again, right? You're not just mindlessly, just eating things. Okay. When you put things on a plate, you're paying more attention. The other thing that I practice, and I'm not ever perfect at, is that I like to say I put my butt on something when I'm eating. That might be the edge of a couch, that might be the edge of a little chair, but I at least sit or halfway sit on something when I'm eating. That brings in a little bit more attention and a little bit more awareness and less mindless eating. Okay. And here's the thing, when it comes to sweets, Nydia, just put them on your plate. Oh, here's my other little rule that I do for parties. Only what's worth it, y'all. I always talk about my sister-in-law, my sweet sister-in-law, and her spinach dip. Y'all, I don't like spinach dip. And it's not going to be any different at this party than it was the party, a month ago. I don't eat the spinach dip. What is really worth it, I put on my plate. What I want to try is on my plate. I give it a bite. If it's not amazing, I don't keep eating it. And that sometimes means I throw a lot of stuff away. Who cares? It's a party. Nobody cares. And so that's what I got for you with parties. Okay. All right, I think we've got Sarah. I'm gonna bring you up and then I will answer a few more questions in the Q&A. Let me check the chat while Sarah's coming on. Yep, sit and have a plate. Okay. Hello. Hi,
Hello.
how
I'm good. How are you?
you? Good. What's going on?
So, I have been listening to Corinne for a while, but finally took the plunge to join Nubius in December.
Welcome. Yes. Now you're kind of a newbie still.
Yeah. And to be honest, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start. I've been trying to plan. Sometimes that's successful, sometimes it's not. My main problem is once I'm in the, I guess I'm in the, not my, I mean, I have several problems, but one of the problems is once I'm in the mindset that I am trying to lose weight, I feel like I'm not. Like part of me is I want to lose weight, and then the rest of me is like, we are going to sabotage every single plan we can possibly do. And it just, I'll have great like 6 days where I'm on plan and I'm fine, and then I'll overeat and can't control it for like the next like 3 days or something.
Okay, so what happens when you have that first overeat on that seventh day? Like, what do you make that mean when that first overeat happens? This is for everybody. This is what we gotta and take a guess.
I'll try really hard to say it doesn't matter, just one overeat. What are you like, instead of it being one o like instead of it being five overeats, it's just one, it's not a big deal. But then I'll, weigh myself, be frustrated that I'm back at, square zero, and
So it might not help to weigh yourself at that moment. Yeah, that seems to be kind of like not a helpful thing to do
Yeah.
in that
And
moment.
the other thing that I have a really hard time with is when I plan, to be honest, I know that we're not supposed to have like forbidden foods or not, I mean, not to have sort of like that concept in our mind, but it's very, very difficult for me to plan sweets or carbs. When I do, I almost always overeat.
Yeah, of course. At first, you're going to do that.
And it just, I don't know. I don't know how to rein it in.
Well, you keep going. You keep going. Because here's the thing. Aren't you doing something brand spanking new? I mean, did you ever believe that you'd be able to like plan, what's one of these foods that you plan and you overeat? Give me an example.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip
Crypt
cookies.
my kryptonite.
Okay, well, you could also just, not call it that anymore. Let's just call them, those chocolate chip cookies did not come from Krypton. They're not part of a comic book, okay? So, all right. Did you ever think in a million years you'd be able to plan chocolate chip cookies, eat them, and still lose weight?
No, but I'm
Okay.
also not
Okay.
losing weight now, so
Okay, well, hold on. Hold on. We're not, but hold on. We have to first start there, where it's like, of course, my brain is not quite on board with this whole deal. I mean, especially if we've tried to lose weight and dieted and cut out whole food groups and cut out chocolate chip cookies for years. We have to normalize all of this at first, because that's what I think is kind of screwing you, because you haven't been doing this for very long.
No.
And so you've got to keep telling yourself, okay, I know this is like, my brain's like, there's no freaking way. There's no freaking way we can like plan a chocolate chip cookie and still lose, and eat them and still lose weight. But I'm telling you can. You got a lot of, me and a lot of other people in here that will say, yes, you can. And I'm telling you, the answer is to keep going. The answer is to keep going. I wish I could, say it. I could sexify that up a little bit. But the thing is that the resistance is coming up and you are overeating these cookies. This is exactly what you want to be happening. I mean, this is exactly what has to happen first. Resistance means we are ready to change. We don't get to skip over the resistance. We've got to say, okay, yeah, I don't believe this is going to work. I overate the cookies again, putting them on the plan again tomorrow. So, are you willing to keep going and keep practicing?
I am. What
Okay.
you what you what you're scared what you're saying is really scaring me though, because I'm postpartum and I just don't it's just so hard when you don't when you can't fit into any of your clothes. It's just so difficult.
I mean, it's like, it's, I mean, you would be feeling this way, after having a baby, right? No matter what. So this is where it's like, I mean, and some patience needs to come in here, because you grew a precious little human being in that amazing body of yours. And you will figure this out if you keep going. But you gotta, if we're in a hurry, if there's just too much like urgency here, you got time. You got time. Give it some time. Give yourself some time. Okay. Think about that precious little, how old is your baby?
18 months.
18 months. Okay. She is it she or
It's a
he?
he. It's a
He.
he.
Is he walking? He's walking.
He's walking.
I want you to, I mean, you have it like right in your face. You helped him learn to walk. You saw him learning to walk. I think I was, a, I don't think I had, I think I learned to walk when I was about 16 months. I was a little late bloomer. When he fell out, when he fell down, you didn't just say, oh, well, forget it. He's going to crawl for the rest of his life, right? He got back up, or you helped him up,
Yeah.
and you kept going day after day after day. That's what
Yeah.
I want you to do for yourself. When you overeat those cookies, that's your sweet little boy falling down and getting back up again.
So let me ask you, if
Okay.
I'm just gonna stick with it, keep planning, even through the overeats, keep planning, keep planning. I know I shouldn't put a time on it, but at what point do I tell myself, okay, maybe something I'm doing is not working? Like, how many weeks do I wait before I'm like, okay, something, I need more help in this, or, I need to ask a coach, something's not working.
We usually say, like, we actually have a stalls and plateaus course, but you don't even need that. How we define a plateau around here is 4 to 6 weeks of consistent practicing of the habits. And when
Okay.
I say consistent, I don't mean perfect,
Okay.
but I also mean, you know, we usually say around 80%, 70 to 80% practicing the habits for
Okay.
4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So
Okay.
I want you to, but here's the thing, I don't want you to wait to reach out. I mean,
Yeah.
I want you to keep reaching out just like you did tonight. You can reach out again tomorrow, and
Yeah.
ask coaches or in our Facebook group.
Yeah.
Not like, okay, I gotta, knuckle down, for the next 4 to 6 weeks,
Right.
and kind of go on my own here.
Right.
Reach out every dang day for support. Okay. But your data is what that, that's what that data needs to look like. And if there's no weight loss then we talk. But I want you to also just get support as you're practicing the habits.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Anything else? All right. All right. I'm so glad you reached out, and
Yeah.
congratulations on that sweet baby. All
Thank
right.
you.
Take care.
Thank
All
you.
right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. I love that example of learning to walk, y'all, because that's what we're doing around here. We are learning to walk. Corinne's actually been using the example of, like, you broke your, I mean, I'm right-handed. You broke your right hand and you're learning to write with your left. You're gonna suck at it at first. We're not gonna be able to read your writing. You're gonna be overeating. You're gonna be not following your plans. You're going to be, not being very good at it. We gotta suck at something at first, to get good at it. I wish we could skip over that part, but we can't. All right. Karen, you're up next. Let me answer a couple questions here. I'm struggling with what feels like grieving binging. I've been doing well with replacing it with what I need, a hobby for pleasure, more rest, but sometimes I just feel sad that I won't let myself fall into a pint of ice cream or a pile of snacks. Is this normal? How can I combat it? Okay, Ashley, first off, we don't want to combat anything, right? We don't want to fight with anything. But I think you're a really good candidate for a planned binge. So this is something I haven't talked about in a while, but it's the resource for a planned binge is in our Trusting Your Body course. And I can pull it up here. Where's Trusting Your Body? There it is down there. So what a planned binge is, y'all, is what it says. We actually plan to binge. Because here's the thing, Ashley, when you're grieving binging, this is where we really want to, like, give ourselves permission to binge. And that's what a planned binge is. And because when you're grieving binging, it means that kind of your story about binging isn't where it really needs to be, right? You're still kind of like, oh, it'd be so amazing to fall into a pint of ice cream or a pile of snacks, right? You're kind of just like fantasizing about this amazing experience of binging. Well, what we know is, it's never as amazing as we're fantasizing it, to be. And so what I want you to do is, so what the way that a planned binge works is you buy yourself that pint of ice cream. You plan the binge ahead of time. But here's the thing. We don't do it the same way we did it before. We sit at a table with the pint of ice cream and a spoon and the planned binge worksheet. And it is a very different experience. It is a totally conscious experience. It is a totally, curious experience. And I'm telling y'all what, I've done it enough times. It is fascinating because we really get to experience what the food really tastes like. Because here's the thing, this is actually, this is, what the binging experience is often like is a totally checked out experience, a totally zoned out experience. Okay. And here's the thing. I also want you to get curious about this. Just kind of popped in my head, y'all. I'm just kind of going with what pops into my head. It's okay. It's still okay, y'all, for us to zone out. It's still okay for us to check out of life. But let's figure out ways to do that that don't have the long-term negative consequences of binging, okay? Because you said a hobby for pleasure or more rest. Well, that's still maybe not checking out. Like, that's not giving your brain the same experience of checking out. So I suggest, TV, some sort of like reality TV, just, where you don't have to think one bit, or just any show that you like. My husband and I are watching Severance on Apple TV. Oh my gosh, that's like my favorite right now. So fascinating. But y'all, like Facebook, Instagram, playing games on your phone. Your brain is just looking for a break and like a little like zone out time. So let's figure out how you can zone out. And like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but it's just that we have had the habit of doing that with food. Okay. So that's what I want you to think about. And then, if you need anything, any other help, just take it to Ask Coaches. Okay. All right, Karen, I'm going to bring you up. And then I'll finish things up with answering the last few questions. Okay. Thousand piece puzzle. That could be a way. Hello, my dear.
Hello.
What's going
I actually haven't been scared to be coached in a long time, and I
on?
don't know
Okay.
why tonight.
And I'm so scary,
It's not, I just sent a text to my friend going, I want to bail.
Why? What are you scared of?
I have been binging beyond an overeat lately.
Okay.
And usually when I do it, it's just the frenzied want. And I figured out, I think, what's driving it, which is I have a hard time lately being proud of myself. Because the things that I'm finding to be proud of are way out of my comfort zone. And I've even talked to myself through it. I understand it's programming from my mom. I was raised, that pride is a horrible thing. You're a braggart, you're conceited, you think you're better than everyone else. And it's like, I've even been able to tell myself, that's her thinking and it's wrong. But there's something going on.
So what do you want to, what give me an example of something you want to be proud of right now?
Well,
This weekend, I bought a TV stand fireplace that I was going to wait for a friend to help me build. And I built it myself. Took me 2 days.
You did it.
Yeah, and this is something that, I mean, even when I bought it, I was like, I'm not buying this unless somebody's going to help me put it together because I can't.
Well, you thought you couldn't.
Yeah, and I think I can
I
turn
see
it.
it. Oh, I love it. Love
Yes.
those the coals,
So
glowing coals. Yes.
it was like both Saturday and Sunday with how much I accomplished, binged. And I mean, binged, and not to the point of being sick, but to the point where, and my thought was, okay, oh, I'm okay now. And it's like, okay, from what, and why is this making it okay?
Okay, girl, let's talk about that. Okay, from what? What felt so unsafe or foreign to you or uncomfortable to you?
That's what I've been struggling with, and it started the week before too, and it's gotten to me enough that I'm actually like, I cried on my way home from the gym, and I'm crying now.
I think I know what it is. It is pride in yourself for doing things you never thought you'd be able to do.
Well, why am I not willing to accept that?
Well, you just told me that your mom said that was like,
Yeah, but that's all bullshit.
well, but even though, like, we know intellectually it's bullshit. Your brain and your body aren't quite on board yet. I mean, I am experiencing the exact same thing, Karen, with something something I'm going on, yeah, I got going on with at work. I'm working on a brand new thing. And I can't wait to tell y'all what it is, but I just can't tell y'all quite yet. And my brain is saying, what the fuck are we, do you even think you're doing here? Like, no business. You have no business doing this. This is insane.
And that's, I don't feel like an imposter. I mean, what that's set this off was there have been new people starting with my trainer at the gym, and they've watched me work out because she's told them who I am. And they
You're
come
kind of a
up to
big
me.
deal at the gym.
They've come to me and they've told me, and hearing the words out of their mouth that I used to say about other people. The ones that I would look at and, tell my trainer, no way in hell are you ever making me do that.
Okay.
And now I've become the person that other people are going,
And what do you think about that?
I'm damn proud of myself
Yeah.
because I have lifted consistently
Yeah.
for almost a year now.
Yeah. So what I hear is that you are that my coach that I work with tells me I'm in an expansion phase. And I think that you are too. We are in a period of expansion in our lives, right? I mean, wouldn't you agree? Right? You are doing a bunch of new stuff. You said, I can't put that thing together. And you have. You're at the gym, people are talking about you just like they did other people that you never thought you would be that person.
No.
And so, of course, what our brains and our bodies do is like, no, like, we try to expand and then it's like, no, let's go back into this nice warm cave of, where we binge and where we, kind of just stay in our, in our lane and stay in our comfy place. It doesn't feel safe to expand. doesn't feel safe to do new things or to feel proud of ourselves.
This just popped into my head. I
Okay.
think I'm scared that the stuff that I'm proud of is going to go away.
So, of course, I say we sabotage ourselves, but y'all, here's the deal. It's not sabotage, it's self-protection. We're protecting ourselves. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm the star at the gym now, but then what if I get hurt or what if I just quit going? We're trying to protect ourselves, but we protect ourselves so much that we stay in that warm cave and we don't expand like we're supposed to be doing in our lives.
And I don't want that. And I even have, you know how they always tell you visualize what you want. And I have visions that I hope, like within a year, of even crazier things I want to do at the gym. And I can see myself, you know, to the point of I can even see what my body looks like doing these things that are so hard. And that, you know, if you told me a year ago I'd even be considering it, I would have either asked you if you need rehab for your drug problem or if you're just batshit crazy and if I should call the people with a straitjacket.
Okay. So you've got that visual clear in your mind. What you also need to visualize is how you're going to handle urges to binge. This is what we forget about. We forget like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. But then, we forget that, like, oh, our brain's going to be scared and terrified of this, expanding. And is going to want to keep us, back down to this status quo. What are we going to do about that? Let's visualize that too.
Yeah, because it like the one binge I had, I was doing a grocery list. I was looking in the pantry and I saw chocolate chips and I was like, oh, a couple chocolate chips will be fine. And then I started eating them by the handful. And I stopped myself because it's like, what? You know. And I sat down on the couch and within a couple of minutes I was like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna go have this. And I just grabbed it and it was just like this repetitive just.
So, okay,
And there
let's
was
visualize this.
no thinking involved
Okay.
until.
Okay. So there wasn't any thinking involved then, but now it's like you can't unsee that now. You can't unthink it now. It's probably going to happen again. Right? This is what I want you to visualize. You're going to start eating something again, probably. This is how binges, a lot of binges start, right? They just start with, like, I'll just have a little bit. Well, who does the future Karen who's kicking ass at the gym and all, that you visualized, how does she handle that when she's already eaten a little something, but she wants to stop then, right? She wants to do something a little bit different this time, right? And binge a little bit better. What does that look like?
It looks like saying, no, this isn't the way you need to love yourself right now. That anything you're feeling is just a feeling.
And I would actually start with, I know what we're doing right now. I know we're trying to protect ourselves right now. I know we're trying to just stay safe right now. We are safe. I promise. Right? It's that acknowledgement of what's happening.
And I do think you're right with the expansion kind of thing,
Yeah.
because it's like this is territory that it's not even it's beyond foreign. It's
It's like unbelievable. It's like unbelievable, maybe.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, honest to God, if I do my full ab workout, it's an hour and a half.
Okay.
And it's like, who the am I?
Yeah.
And who does that willingly and joyfully and repetitively?
Yeah. And that's what I want you to keep saying and keep like telling yourself. Like this is how we learn to expand is we say like, "Oh my God, I mean, you're asking, who am I? Who am I to be doing this? I am."
And I think the other thing is I'm also going, oh, I hope I don't fuck this up and lose who I'm becoming. And I realized that to do that, I would have to try to do everything opposite of what I'm doing.
Right, and you're not, I mean, you're not going to do that.
No,
No. And again, I want you to talk to yourself about that, where it's like, okay, how could I really like, just totally ruin things? Well, I would just like quit going to the gym. Well, it's like, I mean, and we need to hear that like out
Yeah.
loud. And you're like, well, I wouldn't do that. Like, no,
Well,
I'm
yeah, because
going.
I mean, truthfully, it would be canceling my membership to No
Yeah.
BS and ghosting
Yeah.
everything,
Okay.
never bothering again with any of it.
Okay. And like, are you going to do that? Is that, I mean, are you?
I have no plans to, and I
Okay.
also have fear that if I actually tried to do that, I'd have people at my door.
Okay. So even if you tried to, you'd probably, have some reach
Well,
outs, right?
and it's
But
like
this
at
is.
this point, trying to deprogram everything I have learned
Okay.
would take probably an equal amount of time as it took to learn it.
This is the kind of conversation you need to be having with yourself more often, because otherwise we're like, yeah, you're right. Let's just binge, And it's like, no. Like, are we really seriously considering like, throwing all of this away? No. No. We have to be honest with ourselves, right? Because I mean, you just went down the road a little ways and you're like, well, I'm not doing that and I'm not doing that. So it's bullshit. And we got to call ourselves on it.
It is, and
Yeah.
I keep going back to feeling scared.
Of course.
Like
Keep going.
scared
Keep.
of who I'm becoming, scared of who I am,
This
scared
is
of.
just me being scared of who I'm becoming, and it's the most normal thing in the world. Onward.
I
I
guess
think for
that's the
you,
thing is that I
it might
wasn't
just
thinking.
be some dismissing that you need to do. Just like, okay, yes, I'm scared. I'm doing something new, normal,
Yeah, I guess I
boring.
didn't think of it as normal.
Yeah. That's when we get into trouble, right? When
And,
we think something's a big
well,
problem that is actually 100% normal.
I've had conversations. I've been talking to my best friend about it all week because she's like, what's wrong with being proud of yourself? And I said, that's the thing that really gets me is I watch a lot of crime shows and there's serial killers who are damn proud of the work they've done.
Okay.
And I'm like, but here I'm going, no, I don't know about this.
And here's the thing is, even though you've told yourself, it's okay, it's safe, if someone like our moms or a parental figure have told us that, something isn't, it doesn't, I mean, that's in their deep.
Yeah,
It's in
it
their deep.
is.
So that's how you can help yourself normalize this is this is just, it doesn't feel like I, feel right or like I should be doing this. But that's just because I got a lot of messaging about this when I was very young and my brain was still forming. Of course, it's going to be just hanging out in there.
Yeah, I think I'm doing much better at recognizing that it's a mom thing and that, she was not qualified to be a parent. So her
No.
teachings aren't qualified, but I do think it's more of the scared.
I'm just scared. I'm just scared, and that's normal. And here we go.
Just seems a little strange to be scared of improvement.
But it's different and new to our brain. Our brain doesn't distinguish between what's good for us and what isn't. It's like if it's new, it's scary. Period. And we don't want to do it.
Okay.
So remember that. All
Yeah,
right.
because I think that's been my battle is like.
So just normalize the fear. That means you are doing new things. That's the price we pay for growth and expansion. And evolvement and all these things means we're doing it right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You got this. All right. Talk to you later. See ya. All right. Bye. All right. Let me answer these last couple of questions and then we'll get out of here. I got a private coaching call here in a few minutes. When I have momentum in my weight loss, I tend to give myself permission to overeat, leading to episodes of mini binging. How can I break this cycle so I don't take one step forward and two steps back? Okay. Nidia, you've been in the chat. I want you to think about this permission to overeat. I want you to do some journaling. Why do I give myself permission to overeat when I have momentum in my weight loss? We got to figure that out first. Okay. What do I make it mean when I have momentum in my weight loss? And what's happening with that permission, right? What's the excuse you give for permission to overeat? That's the part that we gotta switch up. Okay. So I want you to journal on that, and then I want you taking on over to Ask Coaches, and they can help you over there. And then Anonymous says, I had a binge that lasted from evening until the next afternoon. I even caught myself, but powered through. Started looking for things to eat. And at this point, I wasn't even picking delicious food. I even had the thought I should just eat all of those crackers so they will be gone and I won't have to deal with them tomorrow. I felt terrible physically and emotionally. What the hell is wrong with me? First off, nothing the hell is wrong with you. Okay. This is all very normal, but I first want to, you said I had a binge that lasted from evening until the next afternoon. Is that true? Did you eat just nonstop and not sleep or anything? This is how we kind of back ourselves out of this like broken, wrong place. I bet at some point you stopped eating. That's a win. You also said, I even caught myself, but power through. Catching yourself is another win. You weren't just totally zoned out and mindless. You caught yourself and you decided to keep eating, but that's another win. What I want you to do, Anonymous, same thing as Nidia, I want you to do some journaling and find some wins in your binge. And this is for everybody. And this is going to be my last thing. We can always find wins in our binge. And if you can't find one, you reach out in the Facebook group and you tag me, and I will find one for you. Win number one is that you reached out for help about it. But here's the thing. This is why we get into this, what the hell is wrong with me? Because we shut ourselves down from any wins, from any curiosity, and we are just buried in the muck and mire of shame and judgment. I can offer you a hand and pull you out, or I can offer you a hand. You got to pull yourself out. Okay? But I'm here I'm here, or one of the coaches is here, right? Help me find a win. That's your powerful question I want to leave y'all with, okay? Where can I find maybe not even a win. If win doesn't, if that word doesn't resonate with you, where can I find where I did something a little bit different, where I just, where is a little something that I can feel a little proud of? Something like that, okay? And again, if you can't find it, we'll help you find it. All right. All right, guys, that's what I got for y'all tonight. So good, so good. Thanks so much for asking questions and raising your hand to get coached. And I'll be back next month, okay? But I'm always in the Binge Facebook group if you need some help. And actually, I'm going to post information about the Plan Binge in the Facebook group. And then also, I said I was going to post about something else. I'll remember what that is. I think it was some little quote or something I was going to post about. Oh, the iceberg. Thank you, Sarah. The iceberg. I'll post that in the Facebook group as well. Okay, guys. All right. See ya. Bye-bye.